The two-story education center will feature spaces for the community and 4-H members to learn woodworking, metal fabrication, cooking, quilting, sewing, robotics, and more. It will also feature a shooting range. Andy Korber is the owner of Carbondale-based Land and Shelter, the architectural and planning firm that's been designing the space. She describes it as a makerspace.
In this space, we'll have kitchen, sewing, robotics, a wood shop, a metal shop. There will be the ability to create things using digital means, your hands, you know, industrial equipment and things like a stove. So it's really varied, but I think of it as a place where you can just generate things with your body and mind.
The Education Center is being planned inside of an existing building at 937 Railroad Avenue in Rifle near the fairgrounds. Garfield County purchased the location for just under $2 million last summer. The county is also contributing funding for architectural planning and has budgeted $400,000 for the renovations. The rest of the funding will come from grants and contributions made to the CSU Foundation. Andy Durow is an architect for land and planning and the job captain for the project. She spoke about the challenge of designing a space with so many different uses.
We had to try to manage all of these different programmatic asks, put them in a kind of logical position so that people can easily flow between them and make sure they all fit, which was, I think, really the biggest challenge. Is each of them wants a certain amount of elbow room, and trying to Tetris everything together has been an exciting challenge.
Andy Durow says she grew up in 4-H, where she mostly did indoor projects. She says this kind of space creates more opportunities for young people to explore their interests.
I did sewing 4-H growing up. I think I probably would have branched out more into the archery and woodworking if I had had that option. It's so cool that they're going to include both of those. And then there's cooking in there as well. So they also are doing robotics. So that would be a super neat project to get into. And the other great thing about this space is it's so multi-purpose. I'm not exactly sure what all they're going to do in it. So I think that there's an excitement of, well, what do I want to learn, and knowing that this space can probably accommodate it.
The building will also utilize a high-efficiency mechanical system and could have a solar array built in. Designers say the goal is to get the project as close to net zero energy as possible. CSU's County Extension Director Carla Ferrand says that establishing a space for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in Garfield County is a dream come true. You can find more information about the Education Center, including pictures, on our website, kdnk.org. I'm Lucas Turner.